First, Heather with the news.
So I heard the story yesterday from Chris Villar, and I had to share it because it's such a great story.
St. Brown?
Yeah, it's so cool. That 15-year-old who was wearing an Amon-Ra St. Brown jersey while he saved a woman who drove into Lake St. Clair got to meet the Lions wide receiver on Monday. So John Angelo, that's the teen, and another man jumped into the water when they saw this car just go flying into the air last month at Lakefront Marina. They didn't waste any time. They jumped right in the water. They weren't able to open the doors because it wasn't completely submerged. So they had to rescue this woman out of a window. And they were able to do so, save this woman's life. And during training camp on Tuesday, St. Brown surprised this young boy. He was wearing the same jersey that he wore the day he helped save this woman's life, but St. Brown gifted him with a brand new jersey and, of course, also gave him 4 tickets to the Lions home opener.
That's
which is so cool.
Yeah.
It's a great story. Had to share that one again. A Westland woman has been charged with deliberately crashing her vehicle into multiple cars, injuring a young couple. So this incident went down on Saturday when 43-year-old April Graves was drunk and was speeding, and then crashed into multiple cars. There was a man and a woman who were unloading items from their car when this woman, Graves, just drove into them, pinning the man between two vehicles. He's currently in the ICU, had to get part of his leg amputated. This woman was apparently laughing after she did this. She's been hit with 13 charges, including 2 counts of assault with intent to murder. Did you hear about the guy attempting to swim 80 miles across Lake Michigan?
I didn't.
I did, yeah.
Not the first time this guy has attempted. He actually successfully did this back in 1998.
Yes.
But he's been trying to do it again since, has not yet been able to complete it. And he had to quit on his third day because he realized he was heading in the wrong direction.
Oh, no.
You're going the wrong way.
I mean, he spent a lot of time out in the water, right? And then only to realize, at least on the third day, yeah, he was swimming in the complete wrong direction. And he blames it all on batteries. So his GPS wasn't working. He went to go, he needed to replace the batteries. Went to go grab the batteries from this, you know, the bag, and it had, like, floated off into the lake.
But hold on. How do you do it in 98 without the GPS?
Well, you have GPS in 98.
Well, I mean, you can have a compass. You can. I'm sure there's GPS in 98.
We had GPS in 98.
GPS in 98?
It's not a new invention.
I'm sure it's gotten more compact since 98.
Oh, yeah. Now you have directions on your watch or your phone. But, yeah, you used to have these handheld GPS units so you could navigate.
Do you remember the Garmin? Remember?
Oh, yeah.
We all had that stuck on our like.
Oh, I'm talking about ones that you would take into the wilderness. Yeah.
I'm talking about the car one. But, yes, it did exist. Anyway.
As of 73, the GPS has existed.
So he said he was trying to follow the sun and the constellations. Anyway, he had to give up. This was his third attempt to do it again, which has been unsuccessful. So
his nickname is not Magellan.
No. His nickname was the Shark. I guess still is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still a great swimmer, just not able to complete the task. Dr. Dre, he's got his sights set on the 2028 Olympics, and he doesn't just want to perform. He wants to compete. He's going for gold. Well, he just did an interview with Entertainment Tonight, and he expressed interest in competing on the USA archery team. Yeah, and he says he's been practicing for a long time. So he explained that he got into archery in junior high school, kind of got out of it for a time, but then his son reintroduced him to it, and he's been, I guess you call it, shooting in his backyard. He's got targets set up back there. And he said that he heard qualifying for the Olympics is 77 feet. And he says, I practice at 90. Mic drop.
See.
He's ready. Yeah. He says he feels like he can do anything. So that'd be pretty sweet, wouldn't it?
It would be awesome,
You know what? That's what they need to do.
Be part of the opening ceremony as a singer.
Yes.
And then perform as an archer.
You know what? They need to open up Olympic trials to the general public. Like, there's got to be amazing.
Technically, they are.
Are they?
Yeah. I mean, you have to qualify for them.
I know, but how do you even, like, because I guarantee you there's people out there that can do not certain sports, but can do some of these things very, very well, but don't know how to get in there.
Well, I mean, there's trials.
I didn't know you could just, like, you know what? I'm going to sign up for this Olympic trial.
Well, there are different competitions.
You got to work your way up.
You work your way up.
Yeah, I don't know how to get into that.
Unless you're into breaking, and then you can just kind of show up.
If you would like to, we could start out at our local archery club.
I don't want to
get you shooting. That would be awesome.
No, I don't know what I would do because I'm not.
You could be the Turkish shooter.
I mean, just show up in jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
boom.
I wish we were on Twitch for
that'd
that
be
little
sweet.
Boom.
That could have been a gift if there were cameras out here.
Amazing.
Chick-fil-A fans are going bananas for this news. So the fast food franchise has revealed that it's bringing back its banana pudding milkshake for the first time in 13 years. Yeah. I mean, it sounds good. The
it
shake
wasn't
is
in Michigan at that point, so I don't know that any of us
I don't know this.
Yeah.
It's hand-spun the old-fashioned way, whatever that means. It mixes Chick-fil-A's classic Ice Dream ice cream with sweet cream, natural bananas, banana puree, crushed vanilla wafer cookies. And that's it. It's topped with whipped cream, vanilla wafer cookie crumbles, and a cherry.
Sounds great.
On top, yeah.
It has 880 calories, 155 grams of carbs, 25 grams of fat, and 13 grams of protein. But, of course, you're probably not getting it.
How much sugar?
It just said the carbs.
Yeah.
It doesn't say exactly
sugar.
Yeah. A whole lot. They're also introducing another drink, a banana frosted coffee.
Okay.
Which... Nice. Doesn't maybe a little, sound great to me.
No. I mean, it's time for pumpkin spice. But banana, what was the name of it?
Frosted coffee. It's a blend of cold brewed coffee.
I don't like cold
blended with ice cream, banana, and vanilla wafer cookie crumble. So,
yeah.
You know.
And that's Heather with the news.